the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
Well, good morning, everyone. It is 8:07. I'm Larry Long. It could be a kind of a warm weekend for us here. Some of that summer weather that we haven't seen up until now, we may be getting a dose of here. Welcome to Bird Watch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Milam Road. Also by the River Lake Inn near Colon. Now, here's your host for Bird Watch, Roger Taylor. Good morning, Rog.
Hi, Lair. How you doing?
Real good.
And good to see you. And this is one of those days, not only is it going to be warm, but it's going to be humid. It's sort of foggy out there.
I know. It was a good blanket coming over.
You can see the humidity in the air. And yesterday was just terrible. And it wasn't that hot. It was in the low 80s. But the humidity, my God, it was like having a wet rag on your face.
I know it.
Welcome to Birdwatch, everybody. And as usual, we're going to start out with our trivia question. The prizes, should you be able to answer said question correctly, will be a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend. You can only get that at Waddell's, and they got a free one waiting for you. And if you can answer the question. And you can also get a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where if you take a pal with you to dinner, your meal half price. And all you got to do is answer this question. I read an interesting article just this morning. The source on this is National Geographic, so that is a trusted source for information. And it mentioned the closest relative that a hummingbird has. And I was blown away. This is so off the wall. I'm going to give you hints to even get started. It is a large reptile. And you would never think it was a close relative to hummingbirds and other birds. But according to National Geographic, it is. 382-4280-877-382-4280. If you think you know what reptile is closely related to birds, the hummingbird in particular, this article was talking about hummingbirds losing, along with all birds, the ability to taste sweets. And that getting it back when their diet changed to eating nectar so much. And but along the way in explaining that, it mentioned who a bird's closest relative is in the reptile family, and I was surprised. And let's see if anybody can guess that. Again, the numbers, 382-4280-877-382-4280.
All right, Rog, looks like Don in Kalamazoo was the first one in to try. Good morning, Don.
Don, how are you?
I took this off the wall, but I guess off the wall, but I don't know. But I'm going to say a snake.
No, I'm sorry, it's right. Not, but you're on the right path.
Good guess.
Yeah, and
all right, well, let's go out to Schoolcraft now. Good morning, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who's this? Hello?
Hello? They were going to guess snake. That's what happened there.
Hi, is this May?
Yes, it is.
Hi, May in Schoolcraft. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. Going to be a beautiful day.
Yes, got a guess for us.
I do, but I think someone already guessed it. Is it a snake?
No, it's not.
Oh darn!
But thanks for giving it a shot.
All right, is Don back?
Yeah, I'm going to say a lizard.
No, you're closer, but not right on the spot. Yes, National Geographic, in explaining how all birds lost their ability to taste sweets and how the hummingbird has developed a workaround when their diet became to include a lot of nectar. But as they're explaining this process, they laid out the closest relative to birds that's not a bird. And if you think you've got an idea, 382-4280-877-382-4280.
All right, let's see if Mike in Kalamazoo has the answer for us. Mike?
Mike, how are you?
Hi, good morning. Is it the Dimetrodon?
Well, that I don't know what that is. What is that?
Well, it's a reptile that I thought was related to a hummingbird.
Oh, then apparently not. This is a current-day reptile that the southern part of our country, or the southeast part of our country, has large numbers of these critters.
Okay.
And I don't know. What was it, your guess?
Dimetrodon?
Yeah.
Huh.
Thanks for giving that a shot.
That's a good one. Taught us a new word. Thank you very much, Mike. All right. Gary in Plainwell, do you have an answer for us?
Hi, Gary.
Hello. I thought I did. I was going to say pterodactyl, but you said something down south that's alive now, so I guess I'm wrong.
Well, you want to guess on a reptile that's around now? You're on the phone. You might as well guess. It's free. No, I'm sorry, but thanks for giving it a shot.
One. Wow.
Okay. Oh, we knew that.
Yeah,
Larry.
I guess so. All right, Sue in Plainwell, can you help us out?
Well, alligator, crocodile.
There we go.
Oh, my. Okay, I didn't think that was.
Alligator.
Good job, Sue.
The first word out of your mouth wins the prize. Yes, I was blown away when they said the closest living relative to birds is the alligator.
Yeah, I'm not making that connection.
I don't see them in trees. I don't see them with feathers. But according to Nat Geo, their closest cousin still on the planet. And I was blown away by that. Sue, thanks for your good guess. Hold on. We're going to send you back into our producer, who will need some information from you, and then dinner for you and the birds on us.
Thank you.
You bet. Have a good weekend.
All right. Wow. The crocodile, huh?
No, the alligator.
The alligator, and you don't want them hanging around your window.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want them landing in your backyard, dropping out of trees.
Hey, you know, Waddell's is combining three little events in one. They're having a big sidewalk sale, a garage sale, and a garden fair. Now, that's going to be going on today until 3. Now, Waddell's has invited the community to display their garage sale and craft items in their parking lot. So they're going to be offering super savings on overstocks, one-of-a-kind, scratch-and-dents, garden decor, plant items at this sidewalk sale. Now, it's going to be your chance to see winning flower and vegetable entries displayed at the garden fair. Pictures have been taken for bragging rights. After you've done that, of course, fruits and vegetables can be donated to Kalamazoo Loaves and Fishes. Also, the Kalamazoo Gospel Mission is going to have a truck there for any unsold items that some of the vendors might wish to donate. So Waddell's is going to be bringing loads of items out into the parking lot, and they have the parking lot to accommodate them. They're going to be selling it at drastically low prices. A lot of sprinkler varieties are going to be half to more off, 50 to 60%. Bags of GrubX and Grub Free Zone are just a $10. Save over 50% there on selected hostas and coral bells perennials. Also, great deals on rose bushes, lawn fertilizer, trees, mulch, water, garden accessories, and a lot more. So make a day of it until 3 o'clock. Come on out. They're going to have some hamburgers, hot dogs, popcorn today till 3. Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center. They're on Texas Drive at the corner of Millam and 12th Street. Also, make a little weekend road trip and Just do something different. Head out to Colon, nice country setting, and head for the River Lake Inn. You can do dinner there at River Lake Inn in Colon, which is just designed to satisfy your senses in a lot of different ways. Collection of trails, gardens, wildlife, the gardens are blooming. So enjoy your relaxing stroll through the gardens. You don't see that in every restaurant. Ponds, nature trails, of course, the food, that's why you went. That's just fabulous. So enjoy your meal in one of their three dining rooms, or if it's nice, a beautiful deck to eat outside. Now, here's the month's fabulous features. Pittsburgh prime rib, shrimp scampi, fresh Scottish salmon, all served with a choice of potato and a full salad bar. Now, make sure, this is not a cliche when you say, save room for dessert. No, save room for dessert, because you're going to want some of these pies and cakes. River Lake Inn, they're at 767 Ralston Road in Colon, and they're open Monday through Saturday from 4 to 10 p.m. and Sundays from noon to 8. A great little weekend excursion to the River Lake Inn in Colon.
I got two words for you. Carrot cake.
I know. I thought that was going to be the two
carrot
you were going to mention.
It makes your eyes.
I know.
You can see better. It's health food.
I think it is.
While we were taking our break, I got a Facebook message from a listener who said she read the article on hummingbirds and getting their taste for sweets back over time. And she read the article, but she didn't think it was fair to call in and answer the question. And au contraire, the first answer gets it right. If you see something on my Facebook page or on the internet, that's not cheating. That's having knowledge. And we reward that here. So, take a look at the Facebook page. Frequently, I post things that result in a question later in the week, namely here. So, that would have been fair, Leslie. Now we're going to switch gears. This is a flying creature, yet not a bird. Steve Malcolm, an acquaintance of mine who is on the faculty at Western, he has forgotten more about butterflies than the rest of us know put together. He has discovered a species of butterfly very closely related to monarchs in South America, but he found that species. And he has talked about the decline in monarchs. And I don't know if you've noticed this summer, but I've not seen one monarch. Now, I've posted this on my Facebook page, and other people are seeing some. But this work that Steve Malcolm has done points to the disappearing of the monarch butterfly. The eastern North American population of monarchs spend their winter in Mexico, and last winter was by far the worst winter on record for them. They're down to about 7% of the forest area that they covered back in the 1990s. In almost 20 years, 93% of the monarchs have disappeared. And this looks to be potentially a extinction-level event for the monarchs that we've seen here all of our lives. And I was really disappointed to see that 93% of the monarchs have disappeared. A number of things, he points out, have hurt the butterfly. Extreme weather conditions have played a role, but the big one genetically modified crops. This is a quote. Things like the huge drought a couple of years ago in Oklahoma and Kansas and North Texas and places like that have created a real problem for milkweed, and that contributed to the population collapse. Climate change may be impacting the overwintering conditions in Mexico, in the forests, in the mountains, where they went to winter, and some forest thinning is still going on in Mexico. But by far, Stephen Malcolm says, the worst situation appears to be the use of genetically modified crops in the U.S. and Canada. Genetically modified soybeans and corn allow farmers to spray herbicides and pesticides on crops, directly killing monarch larvae and adults, or killing milkweed and other nectar-producing plants that they need. Malcolm goes on to say that the migration of monarchs from Michigan to Mexico is in jeopardy and has been detrimental to other insects. Honeybees? Heard about that problem, right? It's still not too late to reestablish monarch numbers, but now it's going to take a real comprehensive, intensive effort to rescue them. And if we don't, we may have, in the very near future, seen our last of the monarchs. I found that distressing. I thought we'd talk about it just a minute here this morning. And just a minute ago, I mentioned Facebook. I got this from a press release from Western Michigan University. I don't know what media outlets have picked it up. If you'd like to read all of Dr. Steve Malcolm's comments, you can see them on my Facebook page. Grandpa John is on the phone. Let's find out what's going on in Hope Center. Grandpa John, how are you?
Well, I am well today. Thank you, sir. I have witnessed scattered monarchs coming across Gull Lake on the calmer days.
Really?
Not in the numbers I'm usually seeing.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever been fortunate enough to see any of the gatherings of Point Peeler up in the Garden Peninsula? I've been in on it twice.
I haven't.
It is spectacular.
Yeah, yeah. No, I haven't. But I remember when I had a store in Westwood Plaza. This time of year, every time you'd look outside, there would be a monarch crossing the parking lot heading south.
Our milkweed is quite prolific here. I've really noticed a huge growth of it.
Yeah.
But this is, speaking of the pesticides and herbicides, is that, in my opinion, what has ruined our pheasant population.
Mm-hmm.
The modern farming has just done away with the habitat. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Enough running my mouth. We'll let somebody else on.
Well, thanks for making me feel a little better that you've seen some monarchs migrating. That's good to know. Thanks,
thank you,
Grandpa John. Have a good one.
You bet.
But this is also the time that other critters start heading south. Your hummingbird feeder should be about as busy as it's ever going to be right now, because hummingbird populations are at their annual peak, and the males will, some of them have already headed south. I don't think the male that has been around my feeder this summer has.
Seems like they just got here.
Yeah. He's gone through his molt And so he's ready to migrate.
Oh, no.
And I see him at my feeder partaking vigorously all day long. And the Orioles are for the most part gone. The other sign that fall is coming, well, next weekend is Labor Day weekend, but the most noticeable one for those of us who are bird aficionados is starling flocks. I happened to come by, I got off 131 northbound to get on to West Main yesterday, and there's always a huge starling flock that lives right around the state Department of Transportation facility in the pine trees right along the exit ramp from 131. And as I happened to go by, an incredible number of starlings erupted out of those trees. And so lots of signs of fall coming, even though today it's not going to feel like it. But it is going to feel like the dog days of summer, if you know what I mean. Well, that's going to do it for Birdwatch this week. I appreciate your listening. Comments, questions, Roger at wildbirdradio.com, or check out my Facebook page. You can post pictures or questions, anything you want about birds there, and lots of people who inhabit my Facebook page enjoy birds. Have yourself a good weekend. Stay cool, and we'll talk to you next Saturday morning. Same place, same time.
All right. Thanks very much, Raj, and thank you for listening to this edition of Birdwatch. Join us again next Saturday morning at 8 for Birdwatch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral, Garden, and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road, and by the River Lake Inn located near Colon. Coming up next, CBS and local news, and we'll go around the home with Greg Crawford on 590 WKZO.